Cycling cities. The best cities in the world for cycling. Is traffic a big problem where you live? Increased cycling may be the answer. Just take a look at these cycle-friendly cities from around the world. Cycling is the solution to many problems. More cyclists means less noise, less traffic, less pollution, and a healthier population. But where are the best places to live and cycle? A new report lists the best cities for cyclists. Top of the list is Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, also known as the bike capital of the world. An incredible 40% of all traffic movements are by bicycle. There's an extensive network of safe, fast and comfortable bicycle routes. Plus, there's an anti-theft prevention program with underground sheds for bikes. Copenhagen is known as the city of bikes. It's a city where 32% of workers cycle to work because it's fast and easy. Berlin is another European city that's great for cycling. The city has about 80 kilometres of bike lanes and 50 kilometres of pavement paths. Cycling accounts for 12% of total street traffic. Barcelona has been praised for its municipal bicycle service, Bicing. This was introduced in March 2007. It's a bicycle service that allows users to take bicycles from any of the 100 stations spread around the city. Later, they can leave them at any other bike station inside the urban area of the city. The city has created a green ring that surrounds the metropolitan area of Barcelona with a bike path. There are currently 3,250 parking spaces for bikes at street level. Barcelona City Council is also constructing a new underground car park for bicycles. The UK has its cycle-friendly cities too. Bristol is currently at the top of the list. It's the birthplace of Sustrans, the cycle route charity which was formed 30 years ago. One of their projects was converting an old rail line between Bristol and Bath into a bike route. Other bike-friendly cities in the UK include Cambridge and York. Cambridge is an old city, but has still managed to build good cycle infrastructure, and cyclists are considered at every stage of any new developments. There's also good cycle parking, park and ride schemes, and excellent public transport. How does your city compare to these?